The pasuk says, "Shalach lecha anoshim." Now, if you look at the parasha, it's very interesting because the Torah keeps putting an emphasis that the Meraglim were very chashuv people. Why does the Torah put such a tremendous emphasis? The Meraglim were chashuvim, kulam anoshim, roshei bnei Yisrael, hema. They were all nesiim. Why is that so important to keep telling us that they were nesiim, that they were chashuv people? So normally, you understand. Because we want to tell you that even though they were in a Nesiim, they still fell, even though they were so chashuv, they still fell into such a terrible chait of speaking Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pashim Shat. But I don't think that's the Emes Pshat. You know what the Emes Pshat is? What is the essence of the chet of the Meraglim? The essence of the chet was Lashon Hara, which Chazal explained that the shayrish of the chet of Lashon Hara comes from a lack of bitachin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because a person only speaks Lashon Hara because he thinks he is in control and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. That's the root of the Aveira of Lashon Hara. And the Gemara says that's why Lashon Hara is so gefarlach. That's Lashon Hara is worse than the Gimel Aveira is chamuris. Because the root of Lashon Hara comes from a person thinking that he's in charge and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok the Heilige Torah. The Torah is teaching us the secret. What is the secret? A person wants to have bitachon. What is the biggest shter, how do we say it in English? The biggest thing that stops a person, huh? Impediment. What is the biggest impediment to bitachon? What is the most important thing that a person has to avoid if he wants to live with bitachon? You know what that is? Using your head. When a person thinks too much and you make too many cheshbonos, you will not have bitachon. Tamim tiyeim Hashem alekecha. You have to be a tamim. You have to be simple with the Ribbono Shalom. The simpler you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more bitachon you will have. And that is the reason why we struggle with bitachon, because everything in our lives is secured, and we have insurance for everything, and we have all the polls and all the statistics, and we have everything figured out. So mele, we struggle with bitachon. Rabbi Yisai, relax! Let the Ribbono Shalom control. You don't have to know exactly what's going to happen with the markets, what's going to happen with Corona. You don't have to figure everything out. What's the most common sprach you see today? Be in the know. You don't have to be in the know. If you're in the know, my schwager soll sein gesund. Kedai Warner used to say, people say, you want to have a, this guy, he's a Geribene guy. He's not a Tom, he's a Geribene guy. My schwager used to say, what's the Mila being a Geribene guy? Such a grace of Mila. A Tom, the Torah says, Tom Tia, in Hashem Alekecha. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says that a person has to be Geribene, a person has to be a street smart guy. There's no mitzvah in the Torah. But there is a mitzvah to be Tom Tia if you relax and you don't make so many cheshbonos and you let the Ribbono Shel Olam control your life. He will constantly send you bracha and atzlacha, and that is the message in this parasha. You know why they fell in? It's not that they fell in even though they were anashim. They fell in because they were anashim chashuvim, because they were the chachamim in Klal Yisrael. That's why they fell in. If Klal Yisrael would have sent posh to people, there wouldn't have been such an asayin mistama. And if you could say that, now mistama. And that's what the Torah is teaching us. We don't have to be anashim. We only have to be anashim when it comes to ruchnius. When it comes to gashmius and business and all these other things, relax and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu be tamim tiyah im Hashem alekecha and deschus that we always rely on the Ribbono Shalom and we keep it simple and we don't get so sophisticated about life. The Ribbono Shalom will constantly shower us with bracha, hatzlacha, harvacha, lanu, ulechal mishpachtenu, ulechal Yisrael. Amen.